Hello, Ann. Good morning. It's Tim Carter. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show. Hi.
Hi there. I've got a question about your shed.
Yes.
When I built my shed quite a few years ago and used CCA treated lumber.
Yes.
They had the zoning board had me put down, kill the grass, put down a vapor barrier, put down rocks upon the vapor barrier, then build the shed.
Yeah, well, see, I disagree with that method because unless you've got the ground underneath the shed mounded up so that no water can get on top of the vapor retarder, then that'll work, you know. But you're still, you know. So, but my method. My floor joist at the high end of the ground, there's probably only going to be about 4 inches of airspace between the bottom of the joists and the soil.
Right.
But by the time you get down towards the one end of the shed, that'll open up at least, I think, to maybe 16 inches or so. Because, you know, I've got that much fall on the ground.
Right.
But the point I'm trying to make is, by me putting that vapor retarder right up on top of the floor joists, there is no way any water vapor is going to get up into that into the shed itself from the soil. No way.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Yeah, but this was like 20 years ago, and I think that was like old philosophy.
Yeah, and I don't see anything in the code as to do it this way. This is just me thinking it through. Mm-hmm. It's like I just don't want that because you know insects, animals, anybody could tear up that vapor retarder on the ground.
Well, that's what I thought because they wanted it. They wanted that out beyond the shed.
Oh no, I think that's a mistake. I just think it's a mistake. And I can tell you, I've been in sheds before that you can just feel that water vapor in there. It's like, geez, you know, because think about it, you've got this enclosed building, you know.
Oh right, and that's what happened too. I could smell a musky odor.
Right. That's when you smell that, that is the. I'll tell you what that smell is. I just learned this in a class 2-3 months ago. You know, I'm a real estate broker, and I have to take these continuing ed classes.
Right.
And this one class I took in March, I thought it was going to be kind of boring. It was about mold, and I just thought, well, I'm going to sign up for it. I'm kind of interested. I mean, I was very interested. I just didn't think it was going to be that good.
Right.
And it was the best continuing education class I've ever taken. This woman taught it, and she's a Ph.D. Toxicologist. She used to work for Procter & Gamble.
Uh-huh.
And she was incredible. And one of the things I learned, get this is cool. When those the actual plant, like what mold is, mold's actually like a little plant.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it's really small. Okay, so what happens is the way that it regenerates itself is it shoots out a spore or a seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it does it, it just rocks. This mold thing is it starts to mature, it actually builds up a gas inside the plant. And I'll tell you what it's like. Have you ever been, you have any kids?
No.
Okay, well, if you took me to a restaurant, what would happen, if I got a little bored with the conversation, this is totally a subconscious, I sit there and take the wrapper off the straw, and I roll it up and I make a spitball, and I put it in the straw, and I'll shoot it at you probably, you know?
Cool.
I mean, I do that with my kids all the time, and my wife, it just drives her nuts, you know? Here I am, a 52-year-old guy, shooting spitballs in a restaurant, you know?
There you go.
So anyway, you know, my kids love it, of course. So that's what the mold spores do. It actually builds up a gas inside this tube, and when the gas pressure gets high enough, it shoots the mold spore out.
Oh,
well, okay, well, that gas has got an odor to it. So if you smell that musty smell in places, but you can't see any mold, you've got mold. You just you've got it. You just might not be able to see it yet.
Yeah.
So that smell is just it's like a beacon going off. So anyway, so that's how it works.
That's great.
All right, Ann, so thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. It's going to be a wonderful day today. I'll tell you what, they don't make them much better than today, I don't think.
Maybe yesterday.
yesterday rocked. I got to tell you, it was just, I was just so upset I wasn't out on the golf course, but oh well.
Oh well, hey. Have a great day.
You too. Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you call any Saturday.